Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Birthdays to Ozzy Osbourne, 73 years old today, Ken. Was I correct about that earlier?
You're right on the money, Greg.
Wow. I feel like you're right. When it comes to those who may live forever, It's probably Ozzy and Keith Richards from the Rolling Stones. I there doesn't seem to be anything that can bring Ozzy down.
Come on, Sharon. I'm f***ing Ozzy Osbourne, the Prince of Darkness.
That's correct.
Ozzy and Bobby Brown will be the last two standing.
Bobby Brown,
he's another one.
You put him in that category
Yeah.
Yes, all right.
I don't understand how at 33 my liver failed and I almost died, and that guy is still rolling at 73. It's unbelievable.
I thought it was one of these rubber bats. I pictured it, and it was a real bat.
Was it alive?
Well, until I bit the head of it. You know?
There's that great scene. Did you watch Dirt, the Motley Crue movie, by any chance?
Just missed that.
Okay.
That's where Machine Gun Kelly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like
There's that great scene where they're staying at the hotel, and that's when Ozzy snorts the ants. Like an entire line of ants, he snorts them.
Ugh.
Courtney, can you imagine
that? No, that's disgusting. Yeah.
Do you know what band Ozzy was in before he was a solo artist?
Hanson.
Motley Crue?
No. No?
No. No idea.
Can you name an Ozzy Osbourne song? This is the generation
gap. No,
I enjoy the generation gap on this program. By the way, speaking of generation gap, I went to look at that picture that you put on the new show Instagram of me. I look stunning in that photo. When was that taken?
2010.
What happened to my neck?
I think the hot seafood tower happened to your neck.
I have a clear, defined neck.
Is that gazing off into, don't know if it's the bar or the Phantom Gourmet
one? No, it's like doing an interview, and I have a clearly defined, beautiful neck. It actually looks muscular.
You're very square, though.
Yeah.
But now you do the beard. You do the beard now, so that might be why.
Your forehead starts way back, though. It's, weird where your hair begins.
Well, my hair, yeah. I mean, the hair is a little bit kid and playish.
Well, and when you say kid and playish, what do you mean by that?
That I'm kid.
That you? Oh,
was
okay.
It was a kid who had the? It was
the
kid
flat top.
Yeah, I think it was kid.
Hmm.
Also, are you sharing the terrifying robot, the female robot video on our Instagram for the show?
Yes, I'm doing that now.
All right, and we'll have some good stuff Instagram wise on the new show Instagram. From the 9th annual Jingle All the Way 5K, which is tomorrow in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. I'm so excited to go to Portsmouth. That's such an amazing city.
It is.
And so
picturesque.
It is. We start running at 10, or in my case, walking at 10. Curtis and Ken will be doing their show live tomorrow. And then there's food, great Cisco beverages, and a band afterwards. And then we have been invited to post up at several places in the Portsmouth region.
They're fighting over you.
Well, TJ's is one. The Goat is another. Maybe we'll make our way around that incredible city.
It's Red Lobster looks good.
So you can still sign up and come out tomorrow. And I think you get a deal up through today. It's $40. We have some of the sweatshirts, the Cisco collab sweatshirts, which have started arriving already at people's homes. Mm-hmm. I got a text earlier about how that is the single greatest piece of merch ever in the history of merch. So we'll have some of those that you can buy if you attend tomorrow as well.
Speaking of merch,
yeah.
Is it a douche move when you're at a concert or something to get a piece of merch? Because I was asked that because I am currently wearing some merch I bought last night. I call it a pro shop no matter where I go. Hit the pro shop.
I don't know. Is it a douche move?
Not at all. Who asked that?
I had a few people ask me that.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was, like, you know, carrying around my bag last night with my T-shirt and sweatshirt. It's good merch, it's good merch. You should buy it.
Yeah, if it is good. Yeah, I mean, you wore it in today because you said that was the best concert that you've ever been to.
You guys, if anybody is listening to this program who works for Luke Combs, well done. Because that place, I honestly, and I've been to a lot of concerts at the Garden.
Right.
I have never seen the Garden like that. Ever.
What do you mean, fan-wise? Or it was
packed. It was packed. They had a pit on the ground, packed. You look up to the suites, packed, everything. There was not an empty seat in the place.
Concerts, so I never got the what attracts people to concerts. Because I find them to be I find them to be boring. I like more of a concert where I can sit down, have a little meal, a drink, more intimate. Like, when people go to big concert, The audio don't sound great.
What? It's
I don't know why people have. I've never really been like a
last big night audio, same as if you're listening to the radio. He sounded the exact same.
Really?
Yeah, it was.
That's because they were piping in the song. He was probably like lip syncing.
No, he wasn't.
Seen a few Wild Springsteen concerts. Yeah,
he was throwing around beer. It was hilarious.
I like more of the intimate concert.
This is Justin from New Hampshire. What's up, Justin?
What's up, buddy? Hey, so I've been talking to you since this show began. I usually call in and disagree with every morsel and fiber of Wiggy's existence. But
what's my first name, Justin?
Tomorrow.
Come on, Justin, give it a try.
You're coming to Portsmouth tomorrow. This is where I come from. So I just need to know where you were offered, and then I'll tell you where to go.
TJ's,
great place, really a good late night place.
The Goat.
The Goat's good. Good food, good bourbon list. Huge bourbon list.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. I can't remember the other. There's another place where there's a bartender who listens to the show there.
I think that was Papa John's.
No, it was not, Curtis. What's your number one go-to place after we're done with
it? I'm going to give you two more places. I know you like food. I know you're a foodie.
Yeah.
So if you get a chance to get a good meal when you're going out of town, the Library Steakhouse is really good.
Library Steakhouse? That sounds great.
Liar's Bench Beer Company, which is a brewery that looks like a factory. You'll think you're in the middle of nothing. It's an awesome place with great, great beer.
Yeah.
And if I were you, before you leave, hit up the press room.
That's my recommendation.
That was one.
That was one. Yes. And so is there a place?
Get there.
The other was is there a place, Gaslight?
Gaslight?
That's another place.
I'll leave it at mediocre, just like Wiggy.
Okay. All right. I think he knows. He may think you're Dwayne Wiggins, guy who called the other day.
Yeah. Dwayne Wiggins.
He was trying. Yeah.
Hello, Jay.
Good morning, folks. Good morning. What's up? Listen, trust me, you folks will never, your spontaneous humor could never be duplicated by artificial means.
Oh, thank
never.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
Anyway, Wiggy, do you still think that Mac Jones is a passenger or an integral part of the team?
I still think, like I said, I think he's a passenger on this football team.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the only team standing in their way is Buffalo. But despite their record, I believe that Buffalo has one major flaw.
Yeah.
Unlike the Patriots, they don't believe in themselves. Look at the two teams they dropped. They dropped two. Jaguars, and I forget the other one, but shouldn't have lost.
Yeah,
the Bill Belichick's team is a collection of high-caliber, diversified individuals who make up a cohesive unit. And they trust Josh and Bill to make adjustments during the game,
during
right?
The game. Yeah.
They believe in themselves. That's the difference between the Buffalo and the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you. I don't know. You don't feel like you feel like that about the Bills? They don't believe in themselves?
No, I mean, I feel like they're a team that's pretty confident on how they play, and I think they believe in themselves. It's always going to come down to, you know, coaching and quarterback, right?
But you said, Ken asked a pretty good question this morning,
right?
Which was, I'll sum it up, which is that is it more important when it comes? Are you more concerned about D or offense? And you're more concerned about the offense.
Yeah, and I think that's always going to be the thing because you do have a rookie quarterback who is kind of leading that offense, or who is the when you look at this offense, you go, okay, you're always going to have a rookie quarterback. How is he going to do against a very good defensive football team? And those are always going to be the questions. I think defensively, and I've said this before, and that's why the passenger comment, it bothers so many people, and, you know, it wounds their booty when I say it. But it's like this TV show I used to watch as a kid. It's called Voltron. I don't know if you ever remember Voltron.
No.
Now, love Voltron.
You love Voltron, oh, right? Yeah. Right. So Voltron was a combination of people that came together that formed this robot. Right, Ken?
Yeah, exactly. Five different cats, right?
Right. And they came together and formed the robot. Now, one had to be an arm, one had to be a leg, but only one could be a head. Right? So when you look at this Patriots football team.
Okay, I get it.
You get it. You get it.
Yeah.
Right? So when I say passenger, I mean that there's...
Would you prefer to have, right now, this moment, Mac Jones or Josh Allen?
Oh, I heard this one yesterday talking about it on the Gresham Keefe show, and I would say Josh Allen.
Is there anybody else?
I would take Mac Jones.
Thank you. Curtis?
Okay. I'm all on board with Mac Sauce, even though the Voltron thing made a lot of sense.
Ken?
Oh, definitely Mac. And you know Allen, he's the second leading rusher on the team. He runs too often. Mm-hmm. He is going to get hurt. It's a matter of time. Patriots knocked him out of one game already a couple years ago.
Can I phrase a question differently?
Mm-hmm.
Who is more likely to have a 2 or 3 interception game on Monday night, Mac Jones or Josh Allen?
Josh Allen.
The latter.
So that's my point. Like, the latter. It's going to be a tough, close game.
Who is more likely to have a 4-touchdown night?
My guess would probably be Ramondre Stevenson.
No, passing.
But
Josh Allen. Yeah, higher ceiling, lower floor.
Wasn't the guy an MVP runner-up last year, and he's only, 28 years old? Now, just because here's the issue I have with you guys that are fraudulent. Just because you say you would take Josh Allen over Mac Jones, people feel like you're saying Mac Jones is not good.
No, it's not that. It's I look at potential. Okay, so you look at Josh Allen year one.
Yep.
And he elevated his game, right, to where he is now year three. Imagine what Mac Jones looks like when he does the same. Imagine what he looks like year three.
Okay, so this is Josh
Allen. Would you acknowledge that Josh Allen, that he was mediocre year one?
His first 2 years, he was. Then his third year, which was last year, when they got Stephon Diggs and Brian Daboll became their offensive coordinator, he had an MVP caliber year. And now this year you look at him, he's still having another, and that's why they paid him all that money in the offseason. He's having another really good season. And I said it with Russell Wilson. Like, the fact that you go, I would rather have Josh Allen or Russell Wilson over Mac Jones, people instantly think that you're saying, well, Mac Jones stinks. I'm not saying that I'd rather have Tyrod Taylor over Mac Jones. I'm saying I would rather have Josh Allen, who is young and who is, you're telling me I get Josh Allen in this system. It's mind-boggling are so fake, man. They are so fake when we have this conversation.
Is Diggs the best receiver that this defense has faced this year?
No, because I'd probably say maybe Mike Evans and
I think Diggs is better than Mike Evans.
You think Diggs is better than Mike Evans?
I mean, he single-handedly changed that.
Good.
That was the biggest difference in Josh Allen's career. His first 2 years, he didn't have Stiff Diggs.
Right.
Then he got him, and he was a runner-up for the MVP.
But you did see Mike Evans, Chris Godwin. You have seen CeeDee Lamb. So it's not like you haven't seen a very talented wide receiver.
This is Gino from Dorchester. What's up, Gino?
Yo, what's going on, man? I love you guys' show, bro. You guys are hilarious.
Thank you.
But I just want to throw a few things out there. Wiggy, bro, you keep calling Mac a passenger, right? Mm-hmm. You know Smokey Robinson, right?
Yep.
Talented musician. Listen to his song, Cruising, bro, right? This is kind of how our team's going. You can't have one of the guys keep throwing in Mac and Stephon Diggs and Allen up there. I think Mac has a higher ceiling because you throw somebody in Diggs' level into our team, it's a wrap. You know what I'm saying? So it's either you're going to have either Mac be trash. I'm not saying you're calling him trash, but he's not a passenger because I'm using my GPS. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you got to be hands-free. You got your passenger. Hey, take this left. take this right. Let's stop for some gas real quick. You know, it all works together, man. You know, listen to that cruising, throw it in here when you guys come back from a break, bro. And, you know, again, I love you guys' show. Appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah, he's like one of the miracles.
Hey, quiet. Smokey is singing. Was Smokey a passenger in the Miracles? Or were the Miracles? No, he wasn't.
Yeah, but.
Quiet, Wiggy.
Ooh.
Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Hot take. Best Smokey Robinson, the Miracle song is Tears of a Clown.
That's a great song.
That's a good one.
Best Motown act of the Motown era? Smokey Robinson and the Miracles?
Whoa, if you...
Come on. Overstating
Marvin,
it.
Do you call Marvin Gaye Motown?
Well,
you no, call him, I don't think so.
You call Jackson 5?
Is he considered Motown?
Probably
so. Diana Ross is Motown.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Is Eminem considered Motown modern day?
Marvin Gaye comes right up. Yeah. When he's searching. Yeah.
But I would say this about...
I think Marvin Gaye is probably the best. I would say Smokey Robinson, the Miracles second.
But here's what Smokey Robinson is to Motown. He is basically the first pick of Motown. If you want to watch a good thing, it's the Barry Gordy Motown story.
Yeah.
It's on Netflix and it talks about...
It's a movie or a documentary?
It's a documentary, but it talks about how like Motown evolved over the years. Mm-hmm. And like Smokey Robinson, it was Barry Gordy and Smokey Robinson. And Barry Gordy was like, I want to create this record label with you being like the first guy off of it.
I want Tipsy the Fedora thrown out of the Twitch chat immediately. Suggesting that I second that emotion blows Tears of a Clown out of the water. Ah! Zero taste when it comes to music.
Greatest cover, Who's Loving You by the Jackson 5 Smokey Robinson song.
Here's Bob from the Cape. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Capital Grill Dog. What's happening?
What's happening?
Courtney Cox, how's it hanging? You know what I figured out?
Jesus.
Courtney's bad at bills. She's bad at talking to bills, bad at paying bills. probably just something she wants to stay away from. Hey, Wiggy Smalls.
What up?
Yo, I figured out why they call you that. You're notorious for making bad calls. I got a question for you. Who's the quarterback of the New England Patriots?
Mac Jones. McCorkle Who? Jones.
Who?
McCorkle Jones.
It's Mac Jones, okay? And for a guy that caught passes from a great quarterback, I don't know how you can't see the talent, man. He's just like Brady, goofy white boy that stands in the pocket, perfection.
Coming around on Mac. All right, we're going to get to the WEEI Penn game coming up soon. It's called Perk or Not. But right now, here is Ken and what is trending.
For nearly 30 years, the home of the Boston sports fan. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Shaw's has you covered. It's their three-day sale now through Sunday. Pick up value packs of 80% lean ground beef or Shady Brook Farms ground turkey. $1.97 a pound. Limit two packages when you click on the digital coupon. Shaw's, perfecting the art of fresh since 1860. We had a Bruins shutout win last night. Pretty big win for them considering Marchand is out.
Yeah.
Second game of his suspension and Cassidy as well.
How about that Jake DeBrusk?
DeBrusk goal. How about
something to prove.
Did you think we would ever see it again?
Well, that's good because the more goals he scores, right, the more value you'll get for him.
Yeah, and I think he's probably doing his best to play his way right out of here sooner than later, right? So, all right, I'm good with that.
Bad news, Jakub Zboril, left in the second after taking a check, helped off the ice, and Berge got hit again. No retaliation. They kind of tried to go after Philip Forsberg, but... Clean open ice hit, but people are targeting him. They are coming at him.
It's only one game, but maybe, just maybe, you can ride the sway man. Like, maybe he's found his groove a little bit.
Right.
What, he had 42 saves last
42
night?
42 saves. Only one power play for Nashville, but he was good in that one in the third. Bees are 12-8. They have a bunch of games in hand. It's kind of tough to tell where they are, but point percentage-wise, they'd be a wild card team. So, they're not in a bad spot.
Right,
Ken? They do play Tampa tomorrow at the Garden. God, what a critic. By the way, I do everything for the show. Tomorrow I am driving the station van with the gear up to the event tomorrow at Portsmouth.
Wow. We still have a van?
Yeah, we have a van left.
Oh.
And nobody else can drive it, so I'm taking it up.
What year is it? What is it? Like?
I haven't seen it yet.
Like a 2003? Or how many miles are on that? Do we still have it? Where is it?
It's in the parking lot.
Oh, all right. You're driving the van up there?
Driving the van, yep.
Wow.
That's a lot of jobs. You want me to? I'll go in the car with you.
I offered, and Curtis was like, no, I'm going to take the BMW.
Well, I do like to have an easy exit from an alcoholic location, so that is why I would usually drive my car, but I'd be happy to go with you.
Oh, now he plays the alcoholic card.
That's why I would do it.
When it's Lincoln, I didn't get invited.
He is invited tomorrow. You guys are
right.
Doing
I'd be the... mad if you didn't invite me to do the show tomorrow, Ken.
You guys are doing the show tomorrow, and that is at the Cisco Brewery in Portsmouth. So we have an awful lot of kind, wonderful New Hampshire listeners. I hope everybody comes out and says hello to Ken and Curtis tomorrow.
And I'm going to drive up with Ken. We're going to play the license plate game.
Ken has to drive the van and set the equipment up and do the show. That's impressive, bro.
Thanks, Wicks.
I think it's time you get an assistant.
He is not.
Well, Durant's coming up, but he's our assistant producer today.
You are not a passenger for tomorrow's broadcast.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
No,
nice thing you said all week.
We clearly know who's driving the van.
Good job, Ken.
Thursday night football.
He's actually going to do the show from the van because he learned that New Hampshire has a high concentration of COVID cases.
And you should see how stressed Ken is to put me in the kid's seat in the back.
And he's going to dress up like a clown and hand out candy.
Did you reach out to Governor Sununu about coming on the show?
Curtis was going to do that.
Yeah, I'll do that right now.
Okay. See if we can get him on before the end of the show.
Ken will do it while he's driving the van up to New Hampshire.
Cowboys beat the Saints last night. We are underway for Week 13. Patriots, of course, Monday night. Antonio Brown suspended three games.
You should have Wiggy drive the van up there, and it'd be like Spicoli when he got out of the van and Fast Times at Ridgemont.
I can't drive the van. I'm a passenger, so I don't drive.
But Wiggy's not coming, right?
It don't look like it.
What do you mean it doesn't look like it?
It don't look like it.
Why?
Because I told you I got this bum hip. And...
I know, but we'll bring you up in an ambulance or something. What about you can't make it.
What time does it start? 10?
Starts at 10.
Do I have to be there at 10?
No, you could be there at 11, 12.
I'm not getting there till later.
There's music afterward. What time are you coming, Courtney?
I have a shower that begins at noon. I'm probably going to be leaving the shower at...
Do you go to like a wedding-related event every weekend?
So guys, you're probably not going to get there till like 5 or 6.
Oh, no. I'll be there probably 3 or 4.
Santo's getting there early.
Yeah, Santo's going
Santo's
early.
Santo's running.
Yeah, I believe Santo's
is
running.
Is Santo an athlete?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So will he get a better time than I?
I hope not. I don't know. Well, you said you were walking.
Yeah. Great idea from Sully in the Twitch chat. Ken, I'll drive. You just pound beers the whole way up and it'll be a good show.
I don't want to do that to you. It creates anxiety for you. Pretty much that's what's trending. Celtics in action tonight. Bruins back at it tomorrow. Big day of college football tomorrow. Don't forget we have the SEC title game right here on our flagship 93.7 in Boston.
How about them dogs?
3:30. You can tune into that one. And that's what's trending now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Did he say Bill Clinton flew on that plane?
Yeah.
A couple of flight attendants actually used my face as a jump seat once.
On WEEI.
Reminded on the text line by a listener of the old show of a horrific image, and I don't know it. The texter was Wiggy mentioned that he's unable to do the ninth annual jingle all the way 5K tomorrow because of his hip injury from the hot tub, and the listener started by calling you out and reminding me that the great Lyndon Byers,
mm-hmm.
Lucid Lindy, once walked the entire jingle all the way 5K course with an injured hip. But what he wore is a horrific image that many of us will never get out of our mind. I'm trying to find the image. There may be a listener of the old show who has it, who could share it. I may have to go to Adam or Megan or somebody at the foundation and see if it's in the old photos or not, but very disturbing. Be careful if you're going in Christmas themed costume tomorrow. Just be careful what you wear, because there could be all kinds of wardrobe malfunctions.
Ooh. LB, what are you doing?
Wiggy, you're a former athlete. You could walk the course with the hip. I mean,
no, that was the way my hip feels.
Well, LB did it.
LB is a hockey player. They're different. Remember, they're built a lot different.
Yeah, that is true.
They play through it. Yeah,
yes.
They play through a lot more than I could ever imagine. So,
all right, we have a game to get to, but first we have to get to this.
It's time for the dumbest of the day.
This is currently Jesus Mary. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Good weekend.
Curtis, we listened to everything that happened in this country yesterday, and we have determined that this may have been the dumbest of the day.
LSU has a new football coach. We all know that story this week. Brian Kelly was hired by Louisiana State University to take over for Ed Orgeron. And he went on the court last night, as these coaches are wont to do. He was introduced to the LSU faithful at the basketball game, and he sounded a bit different.
It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans, and to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State University.
Holy. I mean, maybe.
Yeah. Well,
maybe.
There are certain parts of Massachusetts where you can get that Southern accent.
Are there?
Which ones?
Well, you're talking about the South Coast, like Dartmouth or Fall River or something like that?
Because he's from Mass, but where is he from? Isn't he from, like, Rockport or Rockland, where Charlie?
Everett.
I mean, did he go to summer camp in the South? And maybe that's where the Southern accent comes from?
Right. I mean, Coyle has an accent from I think, Rockland.
Maybe some fans were offended by that at LSU, you know?
Maybe.
That is the worst. Can we play the beginning of that one more time?
Yes. It's a great night. To be a Tiger.
Oh, God.
Be a Tiger.
But it happens to people. It used to happen to Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. You're among people in the South, and suddenly you
not
start
for 2 days. He's been there for 48 hours. You don't get an accent in 2 days. I lived there for 2 years in North Carolina.
Some people do.
It happened to me in Goochland. Right. I started talking with a Southern accent when I was in Goochland, Virginia over Thanksgiving.
I don't feel no ways tired.
And Wiggy, you get a Southern accent, but just when you say red zone.
Red zone. That's red zone.
That's really weird. All right, well, that brings us to our game. We're going to play a WEEI pen game right now.
It's WEEI's pen game of the day.
All right, for those who may have been unable to listen during the pandemic, the only thing we had to give away was WEEI logoed, ink-filled, properly sanitized pens, and I have some that remain. So if you're able to win this game, which is called Perk or Not, then you will win a WEEI ink-filled, sanitized, logoed pen, which we will mail to you through the U.S. Postal Service. And you got to call 617-931-0937 to play. Curtis, explain the game.
The game is, I have a list here of perks that are a part of Brian Kelly's brand new 10-year deal with LSU. And you have to decide if I'm making up the perk or if it is an actual perk within his contract.
It's an incredible deal. Oof, I mean,
unreal.
For anybody who is wondering and perhaps being critical of the man for leaving,
right.
I think when you go through the finer points of the deal, right. you understand that there was no possible way to say no.
We thought Lincoln Riley's was good.
Yeah.
And we saw Brian Kelly's like, whoo.
Yeah, I mean, okay. It is absolutely.
I see why you talking with a southern accent, Brian.
Absolutely.
It's
amazing.
A great night.
All right, this is Don from Sharon. Hey, Don. Don? All right, who is this? This may not be Don. We're talking about, this is intensive phone answering 101 because the phones, if you're a call screener and you have to answer phones quickly, it could sometimes be very difficult. There appears to be some confusion.
John.
Ah, this is the confusion. John is the man's name. That has just been updated. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you?
How are you, John?
I'm well, thank you.
All right, John. Game
Enjoy
is
the show.
Thank you very much. Game is Perk or Not to win a WEEI logoed pen. Is this an actual perk in Brian Kelly's new deal? Go ahead.
A personal Louisiana to English translator.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Is that a perk or not?
Ooh, that's
okay. I'm gonna say that is a perk.
Ow.
That is a
perk.
Nope.
Sorry. That is not.
But you could use one of those because Louisiana has their own kind of slang.
Well, it's called Cajun.
Is it Cajun?
Yes. The Raging Cajun. Yes,
no, but
James
I mean,
Carville.
That's exactly what
But
it's
they
called.
Even yeah. have another slang.
That's what
nope,
it's called.
There's not yeah. slang on top yeah. of slang.
Yeah, this
is Scott.
Double slang.
Hello, Scott.
You can't triple slang a double
How's
slang.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Scott. Happy Friday. Scott, good to talk to you.
Happy Friday.
Perk or not, Curtis.
All right. A lifetime supply of po' boys.
Not a perk.
Not a perk?
Well done. Give that guy a pen.
Give that guy a pen. All right. Give that guy a pen. This is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
How we doing?
What's going on?
Not much.
All right.
Not much. I need a pen.
All right. Maybe you'll get one. Perk or not, Curtis?
This is incredible. An interest-free loan up to $1.2 million for a house.
Interest-free loan up to $1.2 million for a house.
Which I don't think there are any houses over $400,000 there.
Is that a perk
or not? Yeah, that's a house. I was going to say the same thing. There's no way there's a $1.2 million house in Louisiana, right?
You say perk.
No, that's not a perk. That's
Boom,
a perk.
It is a perk.
Oh, my God.
I fooled
no
him.
Pretty good one.
Wow. That's a pretty good
perk. That's a
pretty
really good perk.
I sent you guys on Zillow. I already went to Zillow to look up $1.2 million houses. They're pretty nice
pretty
in
nice.
Louisiana.
Really nice. Yeah,
Baton
Rouge. Probably buys you a lot more
oh,
than it does
my.
Around these parts.
Buy you plenty of crawfish by the bayou.
So, interest-free loan. On a $1.2 million Woo! House, that's a nice perk. Hello, Lewis.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Lewis? Perk or not? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, Curtis.
Two separate car allowances worth at least $1,000 each per month.
Per month. And there's two of
that
them.
That is a perk, and I knew the last one, too, just because I saw it all on ESPN.
Oh.
So that is a perk? All right, you want a pen. Way
that
to go.
Is a perk. This guy's contract is ridiculous.
It's absurd.
If he wins the SEC title, he gets $500,000 added to each year of his deal.
Wait. I always find that amazing. If you're making $10 million a year, shouldn't it be assumed that you should be winning the freaking conference?
So he gets a half a million?
Yeah.
added on for every year as long as he wins the title?
That's nothing. And I don't know if Curtis has this perk in this thing. I don't want to give it away. This is ultimately, this is the best perk ever.
Yeah.
I have actually Jeff Hafley's contract. He gets $15 a month off of his Woodland tab.
And free Pino's pizza for
yes.
life.
That's hello, a great
hello,
perk.
Hello, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Perk or not, Curtis, what do you got?
A personal Swedish masseuse.
Perk.
Perk?
I mean, sadly for Brian, that is not a perk.
not a perk.
He'll have to use his own $10 million to pay for that.
He couldn't negotiate. That's the one thing he couldn't negotiate into the deal. this is Sean. Hello, Sean.
Greg, I'm watching you on Twitch. You were in Goochland over Thanksgiving?
Yes, I was in Goochland, Virginia. My cousin Jennifer lives there.
I'm from Powhatan County, the next county right over James River, right through the woods. What'd you think about Goochland?
I really enjoyed it. I went down to the county courthouse, the county seat, if you will, and I really, not a lot to do other than that. I saw a lot of deer, and that was about it, but I really enjoyed it. It's beautiful. God's country.
It's a great part. It's a great part of the country. I bet you didn't think anyone listening to you would ever heard of Goochland before.
No, I didn't. I didn't know that there was somebody listening who was right there, right nearby in Goochland. So my next trip, I'll let you know. All right, perk or not, are you ready, Curtis? Go ahead, Sean. This is perk or not.
All right. In his contract, he gets a free AR-15.
Not.
Not.
Should be. I mean, Louisiana's pretty wild, but you're right.
Not a perk.
You want to do one more?
Yeah, we could do one more. This is David from Florida. Hello, David.
Good morning.
How are you, David?
Oh, I'm fabulous. Thank you.
All right, perk
it's
or not.
A beautiful day.
Perk or not, Curtis, what do you got?
At least 50 hours of personal travel on private jets
paid
per
for
year.
It. Paid for, paid fully for paid. By the university. 50 hours.
That's an easy one.
Yeah?
That's a perk. I mean, of course, the president has a private jet. That's a perk.
Perk?
Well, there you go, Dave. Don't have to say it's easy. I mean, okay. I'm just trying to do a game
so
here.
So that's true. Perk. Perk. Yep. Wow.
Well done, David. Pen's right. on your way.
David, we're going to send you a pen. Anything else, David?
A pen?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You guys earlier were talking about Ozzy.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm curious. Have any of you ever seen him actually eat a bat or a rat or any of that? Those old folk, those are urban legends that permeated the 80s and 90s.
No, I've never seen it. It wasn't a bat. There's the bat and then there's the dove story when it comes to Ozzy. Do you know either one of those?
I remember it from the reality show.
Ozzy says it was a bat.
He wouldn't start playing until someone returned a bat.
There was a bat that was thrown up on stage that he thought was a plastic bat, correct, Ken? And then he bit into it, and it was actually a real
bat. Here's Ozzy himself.
I thought it was one of these rubber bats. I pictured it. It was a real bat.
Was it alive?
Was until I bit into the head of it.
Ugh. That's how you get COVID.
And then when he
was
meeting,
Ozzy Osbourne.
Then he was when he was meeting with the record company is apparently when he bit the head off of a dove. Which no one should ever do that to a dove.
Or a bat.
They are beautiful.
You shouldn't do that no matter what.
I don't really like bats. Bats kind of stare at you with their batty eyes and their little claw things.
Ugh.
And it looks like they want to latch onto your jugular.
I thought it was a rubber ducky.
I was absolutely drunk out of my face.
So I bet it hit off.
What was the perk that you wanted to mention?
Oh, the greatest perk that, and I'm not talking about Kendrick's perks. This one here, he gets a bonus of $500,000 for each season that LSU is bowl eligible.
Bowl eligible?
Yeah.
Now, think about this. The Tigers have made a bowl in 20 straight seasons before last year. So all you got to do is win 6 games, be bowl eligible, and you get $500,000.
That's unbelievable.
That is ridiculous.
Yeah. Anything else interesting in there, Curtis? The PJ is probably my favorite, obviously. Is there anything else that's in there?
Not really.
Wow, that's extraordinary. What a deal. All right.
The car is kind of good.
Yeah, but there's nothing better than
the car
that.
Allowance?
Well, you get two cars. I'm guessing LSU is giving them pretty nice cars or $1,000 a month.
Yeah.
But think about that. All you got to do, Greg, is win 6 games to be bowl eligible, and it's $500,000 on top of what you're getting paid. That is like, and Curtis, forget about winning the SEC title. When you hire a guy to come to LSU, you should think LSU can roll out of bed and win six games. Man, that is a huge, you could have paid me just in that.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up in just a little bit, the lead of one Chris Curtis this morning at 6:30 was that the NFL is being fraudulent when it comes to their treatment of Antonio Brown. We will get back to that coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Devin, you were somebody who expressed a lot of concern last year about playing during COVID. So I wanted to know if it is frustrating to you that there are players, at least two anyway, that apparently presented fake vax cards to their team.
No, I mean, it is what it is. I always say whatever you see that happens in the rest of society, like you'll see that's happening in pro sports all the time. So as soon as vaccines came out and there were different laws in different states of what you can and can't do, I think you already heard people, you know, getting fake vaccine cards and different things like that. So not surprising. I mean, it kind of is what it is. I think we've had a good handle as a team of how we're dealing with COVID, and, you know, we just follow the protocols and all of that. But, you know, I mean, I think everyone's kind of gotten past all of that.
Devin McCourty earlier this morning on this show on Antonio Brown and Mike Edwards of the Bucks, who apparently presented counterfeit or fake vax cards to their team. Curtis's lead this morning was that the NFL is being fraudulent when you compare the punishment of Antonio Brown and the punishment of one Aaron Rodgers.
I don't even know how people can not agree with what I'm saying. It's clear as day. Aaron Rodgers misrepresented his status. He was fined $14,079 to the NFL.
To the NFL?
Yes.
He misrepresented it perhaps to the fans and to the media.
How can you explain him not wearing his mask then around? Because everybody else who's not vaccinated, in the definition of what the NFL says, is vaccinated.
Well, I don't know what, when it comes to those individual facilities, I don't know
it's
what
it's uniform. It's not based on individual facility.
I don't know what they've been, I don't know whether each team has been enforcing it or not, or whether or not they get lax with it when it comes. I mean, the Bucks, are you holding the Bucks accountable because they didn't check Antonio Brown's card?
No, but as you think about this, Curtis is actually right. Right? So if you misrepresent or if you do something that is against the NFL protocol for COVID, it's a $15,000 fine.
Mm-hmm.
So why is Antonio Brown getting suspended?
Well,
fire the cannons!
Isn't that what kind of what you're saying, Curtis?
I mean, it's exactly what I'm saying. Right. And it's also, it is not, whatever the federal law is on misrepresenting the vaccine card, this is the collectively bargained agreement between the players and the owners. This is not relevant to what this country is doing in terms of people falsifying records.
Yeah.
So with those rules in place,
right,
Antonio Brown and Aaron Rodgers both misrepresented their vaccine status to avoid the punitive measures the NFL had put in place to encourage all players to become vaccinated.
Right.
But the NFL suspends guys all the time if they break the law. He broke the law. So that's why he had to serve a suspension.
No, that's not it.
Not at all.
Yeah, that's
What do you mean?
They never,
that has to play into it.
So where are the criminal charges against Antonio Brown for having a fake vaccine?
Right. None that we've seen yet.
So he didn't break the law. And Curtis is right, because I was kind of thinking about it and going, and as, you know, kind of looking and kind of getting some other information. He broke the NFL protocol.
If he presented a fake vaccine card.
That's breaking NFL protocol.
And it's also illegal.
Did the Packers know that he was unvaccinated?
No, but the Packers knew that he was breaking protocol.
Did the Packers know that Aaron Rodgers was unvaccinated?
Yeah, they probably did.
Okay. So the Packers would have the opportunity, whether it's wearing a face mask or mm-hmm. whatever it is, mm-hmm. to make sure that they believed that Aaron Rodgers was keeping the rest of that team safe or whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Did the Bucks know that Antonio Brown was unvaccinated? No.
Because
he was lying to them.
Yeah, but, okay, so if Antonio Brown, Curtis, because you know what, that was a great lead.
I love you, Wiggy.
If Antonio Brown is lying to them, okay, then what we know based on what the NFL said, and Aaron Rodgers is not wearing his mask when he's not supposed to be at a party of more than three other players, those are still the same finable offenses.
And the other thing, just to finalize this felony thing, if Antonio Brown was going through TSA or was arriving at a government facility and he presented a falsified vaccine card, that is a felony. What he did here was have Alex Guerrero take a picture of it and send it to his private employer. So there is no federal guidelines that go into play with that situation.
Does Antonio Brown have a long history of discipline issues in the NFL, much like Brad Marchand in the National Hockey League?
Check.
Does check Aaron Rodgers?
No.
So now we're suspending guys. So
what about Mike Edwards? Does he have a long history of having an issue with the NFL?
I don't know. I don't even know where he plays.
Hold on, Ken. If you follow the story and read it, Mike Edwards and Antonio Brown were each suspended 3 games.
You get caught up in the minutiae of everything.
That's a fact.
It's just lawyer Curtis mode.
I'm guessing.
No, wait, hold on. That's
the backup safety.
I'm guessing maybe.
Is he? Why is he being suspended?
Could you answer that question?
See, Ken can't answer it.
I'll move on. Answer that one. You got to answer that.
Why did they suspend Mike Edwards 3 games, Ken?
I'm guessing that maybe.
Oh, you didn't answer the question. Why did Mike Edwards?
Well, because it ruins your whole argument. That's why you're acting like that.
I went Curtis wins.
Right. I mean, I never lose an argument.
I would guess that maybe Mike Edwards, this would be pure speculation, but he's the player who the chef said that Antonio Brown got the card from.
Yeah, that's who the chef was talking about?
But he might not be, because also suspended for 3 games is free agent wide receiver John Franklin III, who Tampa Bay waived in August.
I call him JF3.
JF3 was cut from the team. So now he's a free agent. He might have been the guy. So what happened here in the story, kind of, Antonio Brown presented a card in August, and the fake vax card. Somebody said, hey, dude, if they catch you, you know, you're going to get in trouble. You're going to get fined. What he then did is he went and got vaccinated.
I mean, the NFL knew that Aaron Rodgers was unvaccinated, correct?
Well, he was breaking rules.
Dude, can you just, I'm going question by question here.
Yes.
Oh, I hate lawyer talk. Okay. What are we doing?
Okay.
All right. Yes, Your Honor.
They knew he was unvaccinated.
Yes, Your Honor.
Have we been told over and over and over again.
Objection.
That the NFL
mm-hmm.
is monitoring the cameras at the facilities
mm-hmm.
in which to find players.
Yes, Your Honor.
Did they ever... I'm certain they were monitoring the Green Bay Packers.
Mm-hmm.
Did they ever fine Aaron Rodgers for anything that he did in that facility?
Yes, they fined him for breaking protocol because he had a Halloween party where he had, I believe
right.
it was two
that
or
was
more.
Not, that was not anything that, so he broke.
NFL protocol.
By having a party.
Yes.
Is there anybody else in the league who has gathered with other people, would you guess, that vaccinated or unvaccinated has broke that same protocol?
I'm not sure about that, but we know Aaron Rodgers did. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers and Antonio Brown. Aaron Rodgers broke protocol.
By having a Halloween party
and
with
he was
a bunch
fine.
Of other players on the team.
And he was fined.
And you consider that to be the same thing as submitting a fake vaccination card and lying to your team
mm-hmm.
about being vaccinated.
Well,
you think that's the same thing?
In the rules of the NFL, it's the same thing. There's no separate rule in the NFL that we know that says if you show a fake vaccine card, you're going to be suspended.
But
we know
there,
that if you do, you're fined $14,000.
Isn't there? So what is the rule that if you get caught driving under the influence, mm-hmm. what's that rule in the NFL protocols? What does that fall under? A DUI. Breaking the law.
They have a personal conduct policy. Yeah.
Okay,
that
so personal
to.
Conduct. Right. Thank you. Personal conduct. I think that this would fall under that.
So personal conduct could be peeing outside.
Oh, it doesn't
indecent
matter.
Exposure.
The
sure.
NFL decided that a guy who has been a troublemaker in the past,
yep.
did it again, mm-hmm. and they decided that they were going to punish it by a 3-game suspension. It has nothing to do with favoring Aaron Rodgers over Antonio Brown.
So why did Mike Edwards, Curtis brought up a great point. Why is Mike Edwards getting 3 games? He has no track record that we know of.
Do you think the NFL, are they entitled to determine that submitting a fake vax card is in their mind an egregious thing to do?
Right, that's lying. That's a Ten Commandment.
Okay.
I mean, are they not able to make that determination and have it be based on what they think is important and not based on who the player is?
It's just this bizarre situation where people like Greg view Aaron Rodgers as this, like, icon. Like, he has been victimized by the woke culture. This poor little guy who just wanted to play football and was, quote, being honest because he was, quote, immunized and wasn't inoculated.
Unfortunately now in this country, this is what happens. Where, and it's an odd take from you based on the how often on this program you stand up for those who, whether it's their personal freedom to do anything, that they make a decision and then you end up shaming them for
this it. This is what bothers me more than anything, is when people misconstrue what personal freedom is. Aaron Rodgers is free to be a dingbat. He can do whatever the hell he wants in America, but his employer and his place of work can adjust accordingly. Everybody has the freedom
to be fine with it.
Who? So you think
his employer?
Oh, really? Why'd they leak it instantly that he was tested positive and he was going to be out 10 days?
So you think that they're the ones who leaked that?
Of course. Who else would have?
So, Greg, let me ask you this. So were you cool with the number of games Brad Marchand was suspended because of his past history?
Yeah, I was cool with that.
Okay.
I was.
All right. So you think based on if a guy has past history, and even though he's been a model citizen, because, Courtney, that was your lead, he's been a model citizen for 4 years. Ken jumped on board with that one. And the guy gets suspended because of what he used to be, not what he currently is. So now we get to pick and choose the NFL. What is conduct detrimental? So if a guy drives with a DUI, that's suspension. But if a guy pees outside, well, you know what, and gets arrested for that, no big deal.
No, I think it all falls under that. And I'm not on board with the whole, okay, he was a bad guy 4 years ago, so let's hold him accountable now.
So do you think Aaron Rodgers should be suspended?
I think that he should have served at least one suspension. But I'm not saying...
One game?
One game. I'm not even comparing the two. I just think it's crazy that we're sitting here and being like, oh, Antonio Brown presented a fake vax card. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. The NFL is treating him different than Aaron Rodgers. What they did individually is completely different from one another.
This is Jeff from Connecticut. Hey, Jeff. Hello, Jeff.
Yep.
Oh, we got to turn. Ken
That's
has to
fault.
Turn
That's
you
my
up.
Fault.
No, it's Ken. What's
oh,
up?
Sorry.
What's up?
So you nailed it. The NFL basically does what it wants. It's just a corrupt organization because Green Bay should be the one that got fined or punished if it wasn't Aaron Rodgers. So if Green Bay knew that he was unvaccinated, why did they allow him to go all the way all around the facility and all around the field without a mask, do all these interviews without a mask? But you won't hear – but nothing ever happened to them. Just think if that happened in New England.
I love the argument, by the way, by the media – that he pulled the wool over their eyes. Like, these are grown-ass adults who are asking
him.
They're asking him if he's been vaccinated, and he says, "I've been immunized. I'm immunized." And they act
such
like
a DB. Oh my God! You're saying
AB's
a DB.
Who cares what he said and who he said it to? It's the fact that Green Bay knew it all. Like,
correct.
Green Bay as an organization knew it all, and nothing will ever happen to them.
Yeah. Courtney appears to be on my side on this.
This is just Curtis Brady derangement. I mean, it's obviously biased. He hates Rodgers. He hates anything bad that happens to Tom. Tom can't win without AB, by the way. His numbers are staggeringly different without Brown in the lineup.
Yeah, he only won 6 Super Bowls without him.
I forgot that Curtis had a bias when it came to this argument. See, I'm unbiased.
You're unbiased, Greg. You are the most biased human being on the face of the earth. You and Bobes go back and forth about how your life sucks because you haven't gotten vaccinated. I mean, it's embarrassing.
What are you talking about?
You're supporting Aaron Rodgers like he's this victim. He's an asshat who knew exactly what he was doing. He didn't want to have to wear a mask around him because he runs the Packers. The Packers are like, okay, Aaron, go do whatever you want. And there is a outrage for Antonio Brown for falsifying, and there is no outrage for misrepresenting.
But, Curtis, don't you think that what Antonio Brown did was worse than what Aaron Rodgers did, or no?
Yeah, and I think Antonio Brown has been an a-hole most of his life. I don't think he's like a victim here. I just think it's totally counterproductive, and it runs counter to what the league has been doing. You either hold everyone accountable or you hold nobody accountable.
Well, hold them to the see. Here's the thing, Courtney, and you. Well, maybe I'm not Greg, but you wanted to be levels to it, mm-hmm. right? So you wanted to be like, okay, if this is worse than that, then this is worse than that, then mm-hmm. this is worse than. But that becomes a problem.
Well, breaking the law and lying to the media, I think, are two very different things.
But he's not breaking the law.
He lied to the league, though. Rodgers didn't lie to the league.
Who's breaking the law here?
Antonio Brown. Presenting a fake vaccination card is breaking the law. Like, I don't know how many times I need to say it.
Where is that?
It's online. Google FBI on the FBI's website. It says, presenting a fake vaccination card, a fake legal document, mm-hmm. is illegal.
Google it. Is Larry the lawyer vaccinated?
So why aren't there criminal charges against them?
Maybe there will be. This is all just coming to light now.
We've been talking about this fake vaccine card for him.
They've been saying he didn't do it.
That it's illegal what he did?
It's frowned upon.
I mean, I don't know the illegal law jargon.
Okay, I'll send it to you guys again because I've sent it before.
So it's a misdemeanor.
FBI.com says it's a felony.
So it's a felony.
That's what it says.
So if I go into TGIF Fridays and I show a fake vaccine card, that's a felony.
That is, I'm just reading to you what the website says. I am not a lawyer. So I didn't go to law school.
So you think the NFL suspended him 3 games because of a felony he committed?
Yes. Nice. I think that the NFL is making a point here. Why wouldn't they?
And order.
Why wouldn't the NFL do that? Hey, if they just gave him the same slap on the wrist, $14,000 that mm-hmm. they did to Aaron Rodgers, which is unbelievable. I think Aaron Rodgers, again, should have been suspended at least a game. Mm-hmm. If they did that to Antonio Brown, it's basically saying to all of these multimillionaires, hey, yeah, fake vax card, that's fine. So, Bring them on.
Hold on, Wiggy. Courtney, using your logic, applying regular law to the NFL, then every single player on defense could be charged with assault every Sunday at 2. Because if you did that outside the stadium.
This is ridiculous.
But if we're taking things by the letter of the law,
right.
FBI.com, I mean, that's an assault.
So then you broke the law. Last night you were at the Cliff Huxtable, whatever it's called, concert. What's the guy's name?
Luke Combs. Not even close.
You were at Luke Combs.
Yeah.
Huxtable?
Well, I don't know.
The Cosby Show?
Yes.
Luke Combs.
Yes.
You were at the concert.
Yeah.
Enjoying yourself.
Yep.
There wasn't a mask in sight.
Yeah.
Isn't it against the law to not have a mask on indoors? Can't you get fined for that?
There's a mandate.
There's a mandate, not a law.
So why? Oh, so they can fine you for a mandate.
The Garden could.
Nobody has ever been fined ever once in Massachusetts.
I didn't say whether or not nobody ever gets fined for jaywalking.
Okay, so if the company Odyssey that Courtney works for mm-hmm. believes that she broke the law, they could suspend her. Mm-hmm.
That is true.
Oh, so, okay, so it's the NFL, so now...
No, it's... who did you think it was?
Yeah, who did you think suspended him for 3 games?
Who did you think did the suspension?
No. I knew why the NFL suspended him.
The NFL determined that Antonio Brown broke the law, perhaps again, and they decided that they wanted to suspend him.
But I don't think they suspended him for breaking the law.
I have my friend Lauren, who is a lawyer, texted me. There has to be a suit against Antonio Brown. Someone has to sue him for him to go to jail. So if someone sues him for the fake vax card, that's why it would happen.
Who would sue him?
But that's exactly.
My friend Joey, who's a cop.
And Judge Judy just called me, and she said Curtis is right.
No, my friend Joey, who's a cop, said, listen. It's not breaking the law if you show a fake vaccine card at TGIF Fridays.
Can I send him this article that's up?
Who?
Your friend who's the cop?
He don't want to read no article from no lawyer.
What does Animal think?
And Curtis is right.
Animal? There's no animal.
It's criminal.
Criminal.
What is happening?
Jeez. Wow. You might want to dump out of that.
But Curtis is right. Well,
let's defend Aaron Rodgers, the poor right. little sunflower.
The way that they're treating Aaron Rodgers, he should have got a one-game suspension.
Yeah.
No, but Aaron Rodgers got mean things written about him.
Boy, I'll tell you, man.
I just got a text from Criminal. He says he's got 12 Vax cards already filled out if anybody right. wants one. They say Antonio Brown on them.
Like you don't already have two of those, Greg.
All right. We're up against the clock, unfortunately, but we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.